Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
There's a law.
Yeah.
And then there's what parents think is best for their kids.
Okay.
And those two things don't always go hand in hand. Because this woman we're going to tell you about did something a lot of parents have done over the years.
What's that?
Made the executive decision that their kid was old enough and mature enough to handle this. And because of that, she's been placed under arrest.
Oh, Jesus.
You hang it out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. A 34-year-old woman from Lyons has been arrested after an incident involving a teen and a car.
Oh. Not good, Pat.
Actually, it's not bad. Authorities say she allowed an unlicensed teen driver to drive her vehicle. And you hear that, you think, of course she should be arrested. You can't have kids driving out on the street.
Yeah.
But the details, Tom. Tell me if you've heard of this before.
Right.
A mom or a dad or an aunt or an uncle decide that like a 14 or a 15-year-old kid is mature enough to get behind the wheel. So they take them to a controlled environment like a park or a parking lot to let them drive around and get used to the car.
Okay. Mm.
That's totally fine, right?
I mean, I know it's been done. It's not legal, but people have done it, like empty parking lots on a Sunday morning.
Oh, it's super not right, because police say this 34-year-old woman allowed an unlicensed 16-year-old to operate her vehicle in a high school parking lot. Doesn't say there was an accident, no other issue, just an underage unlicensed driver. And it is illegal, mm-hmm. And because of that, she was arrested.
Wait, arrested?
And charged with endangering the welfare of a child. She has a court date coming up. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Kimmy!
Yeah.
Should this woman be facing charges?
Well, was she with the kid? Did she lend her car to
Well, that's a good question.
All right.
Because I think it's different if she's with the kid, then that to me says they were trying to, you know, teach them how to drive.
I will read you the quote from the story. Police say the 34-year-old woman allowed an unlicensed 16-year-old to operate the vehicle in a high school parking lot. That indicates to me she was with him or her.
Okay. So if she was with him or her, I would say, yes, it's illegal, but I guess I don't see any harm in it.
I wouldn't think you'd get arrested.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened. It's
I would think like ticketed, but not like endangerment of a child. I mean,
or endangering the welfare.
Whatever.
I mean, no,
like you gave the kid a beer.
Look, in your defense, we only say it every day on this show for the last 15 years.
Yeah. Wow.
There are lots of people listening.
Yeah.
Whose parents did this exact thing for them.
Mm.
There are lots of parents listening who have let their kid do this. So you don't, neither of you think she should be arrested.
If the situation is she was in the car with the kid.
Even though she broke the law.
Yeah, but it's
that is just, clearly stated.
It's different to me than if she just let the kid take the car and go do it on their own.
Right. I told you my old man let me like pull the car out of the garage and like park it on the side or something like that. That was like the coolest thing.
I think on your own property it's legal.
I don't think so, man.
Oh, I think on private property, you are allowed to drive. I mean, again, it's just public roads where you can't operate a vehicle. Anybody know? 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
I'm assuming if you're a child, you shouldn't have control of a vehicle, period, because you can still kill somebody in your driveway.
No, I understand. I thought farm kids were allowed to drive on their own property.
They just do it. I don't know if it's legal.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. That's what I was.
Well, yes. I mean, maybe like the farm equipment, like the tractors.
No,
and
I'm
stuff?
Talking like trucks
Car?
On, yeah, like cars and trucks. Trucks and cars and vans.
Like a big old truck.
Yeah, any kind of truck you can think of.
Ford F-150.
Ford F-way.
Dodge Hemi.
Ford F-250. Ford
F-250? 350.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, look, I've never understood the idea of illegally letting your kid drive because the legality part is pretty simple.
Yeah.
The kid just has to pass a learner's permit test, and they can get out there with any licensed driver anytime they want.
Yeah.
Why would you do it without that?
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
And this fight has now shown up in my house.
Yeah.
If your daughter is coming into driving age, correct?
She's 15. If you think you were raised right, you then raise your kids the way your parents raised you. And it seems that my wife's mother allowed her, when she was like a 14 and 15-year-old, to drive around parking lots to learn how to use the car.
Oh.
And my wife has brought up allowing my 15-year-old to do exactly this, to which I told her, hell no. And my wife said I was overreacting. So when this story showed up over the weekend, you can bet.
You wave it in her face.
Kimmy, I ran. I have not sprinted as hard in a long time up the stairs. Look at this right here.
So when do you get your permit now? 16?
16, yeah.
Okay. But that, and that's like day trying with a guardian.
Yeah.
You have to be. Not a guardian, any
licensed driver. And I don't know what the rule is now. I'll let you know in a couple of months.
Because my old man, like they were going on vacation somewhere. And I just had my learner's permit. It was Florida. And at that time, you could get it at 15.
Okay.
And I just started that job. And he was just like, take the car. Just don't do anything stupid with it. So I was driving myself to and from work at night, working at Winn-Dixie and coming home. As a matter of fact, I was getting off the bus, getting into the car, and going to work.
Like, that story popped in my head, what you just told when I was reading this, because it has always amazed me. Parents who are willing to risk arrest and embarrassment, putting faith in their kids' maturity and ability to avoid mistakes.
All because he wanted to go on vacation. Oh, he didn't want to ruin his vacation.
You're ruining my vacation.
Don't do anything stupid like let a kid drive a car.
But it comes down to what your kid can do versus what they're legally allowed to.
Okay.
Because again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about this 34-year-old woman. She was arrested out in Lyons after police say she allowed an unlicensed 16-year-old driver to drive her car around a high school parking lot, which happens all the time, but that is against the law.
Yeah.
She was arrested, charged with endangering the welfare of a child. The biggest disconnect and for parents, and we're all guilty of
it,
is what we think our kids should be allowed to do, should be allowed to do. And every kid is different. For example, there are 14-year-olds who are physically and mentally mature enough to get a driver's license.
Yeah.
And this 16-year-old may have been totally fine despite not having a license, but this law exists because you can't change things for everyone individually.
Right.
Yeah.
We saw the show up, Tommy, last week with that 49-year-old woman who was arrested for allegedly letting all those kids underage drink at her house. There are parents who will rent hotel rooms for their underage kids on prom night thinking that they're mature enough to handle
it. That is like the craziest move of all time.
But it's the same logic your dad used to go on vacation.
Here, kid, let me make this as easy as possible for you.
But, you're talking about sex, but there's a thousand things.
Sex, booze, drugs.
Exactly.
Everything that adults get into trouble at hotel rooms.
Absolutely.
With jobs.
Yes, like we talked about with the underage drinking story last week.
Mm.
Kids are going to make mistakes, and that's okay. They should make mistakes at that age.
But don't help them.
Exactly. When you
don't cater it.
But you, and not only are you helping and catering, you're hanging your ass out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For
you're handing
sake.
Them the keys, literally.
You're getting the handcuffs.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not their mistake anymore. It's your mistake, and they'll get the benefit of the doubt. They'll get mercy. You won't.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I had a buddy who would steal his parents' car when he was, like, 15 years old. And we would go out and just do stuff.
Yeah.
And he was, like, physically mature looking. So, like, we all thought, like, he's never going to get pulled over. And we got away with it. But now that I'm a dad of a kid age, I could not imagine the fury in my pain pants, whatever, if my daughter stole my car and took her friends to the
You'd
mall.
You'd be pissed if your daughter got into a car with somebody who stole their parents' car.
I'll be honest. I'm not totally fine with my wife taking my car without telling me. And she's a licensed driver. You know what's funny, though?
What?
Like, we sit here, and, you know, Kimmy, obviously, she's defending this woman. You defend this woman, but you're saying all the right things about legality. I 100% believe if you had a 15-year-old niece or nephew asked to drive your car, you would let them.
Now?
Yes.
Just if they're going around the corner, right?
I would. 20, 30 years ago, yes.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I would do it now.
Okay.
But, like, I taught my niece how to drive, my oldest niece.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually took out a row of hedges in this fancy neighborhood.
And?
I said, keep driving. I said, we'll fix the car and we'll pull all the branches and stuff when we get it. We just took out some landscaping. So, yes, I
taught
her.
Just some landscaping. So if your landscaping was taken out by somebody and they drove away.
No, that's a different bet. That's working man landscaping.
You not only took your 15-year-old niece illegally driving, you taught her how to commit a hit and run.
Yeah.
Which is now a legitimate crime.
I mean, it's also a skill. In case you hit and you run, you should know how to do that.
You just sat here.
She got the hitting down. Now she just had to learn the run part. Yes, I did do that. But I wouldn't do that now. Mm. I don't. You think I would do that now?
And here's why.
I think you, if you weren't married to your wife, I think you would do that now.
Oh,
I think you're different. You're scared of your wife, so you're not going to do that.
Completely
now.
Different animal. You're absolutely right. Like, I am under.
If you were single, Uncle Tommy or Grandpa Tommy.
Yeah, but now I'm under.
Story.
I'm in lockdown. I'm in control.
Here's why you're wrong, kid.
Right. So you think I would do it now behind my wife's
and
back?
And here's why. You want kids to think you're cool for some reason.
Well, look at my shoes.
No, I don't. I don't understand why. Because you don't care what anyone else in the world thinks about you. But like when it comes from like riding the school bus till you were 18 and nobody ever thought
I was
you
the
were
coolest
cool.
guy on the bus.
You no, I don't disagree with that.
That was the only bus that had a senior section.
Because the rest of the kids were seven. No, like to this day, You want teenagers to think you're super cool. I benefited from that. Thanks for all the free booze. Like if you had a teenage
just
relative,
to be nice.
If you had a 15-year-old relative today that came to you and said, "I want to go drive the car," without question, no doubt in my mind, you would take that kid out and be like, "Tommy's pretty cool, huh? Check out how cool Ty is."
Don't forget what I did for you.
Yeah,
not true.
You did it with your nephew when you would drink, get drunk, and let him do his skateboarding that he wasn't allowed to do in the driveway.
I also let him hear dirty comedy albums.
I don't. You're a grown man.
Oh, and look at Victoria's Secret catalogs. Get have some fun.
By the way, can we sidebar this? Because I'm kind of starting to understand why you feel this way. That's
right.
The only reason it popped in my head.
What?
Over the weekend, so my oldest has a boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a new thing for the whole family.
How old is the kid? Same age?
Yeah, same age.
Yeah.
Really nice kid.
Yeah.
But like he spent like the whole day with us on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And we went to the mall. We went out to dinner. He came to my daughter's game, all this stuff, right? And like it was weird. I don't really, I'm like, I don't care what other people think about me, man. But I did want this boy to think I was cool.
Yeah.
I wanted this young man.
Well, like, look up to you.
No, I wouldn't say look. I'm not trying to be like, I will be your father figure. Not like that thing. I wanted him to like be like, yeah, like, Stella's got a cool dad. And I can't tell you why. I don't know why.
I guess it's just hardwired into men. Maybe. Because women don't seem to have that.
Women don't want to like be buddy-buddy with their
cool aunts.
No, I'm talking about
those are bad aunts, though.
But, they do want to be cool. I mean, they want you to look up to them.
But those are all alcoholics.
I'm talking about like moms wanting to impress their son's girlfriends.
Oh,
usually they hate them.
I guess not in that like cool way, like where they're gonna let you break the law.
Usually the claws are out.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's good enough for my boy.
Yeah.
Men don't seem to have that.
I don't understand. Well, no, I mean, it can't go that way where, like, dad's they'll answer the door with a shotgun. You could be that dad.
Yeah.
Like, this kid seems like a really nice kid, and I don't know. I was like, I'm going to be cool.
You show him all your, bill stuff?
I didn't, like, walk him through it, but he did come over to the house, and we watched college basketball.
All right. Yeah. Oh, so you bonded a little bit.
Well, tried. And, again, I feel so bad for the kid, because what's he going to do? He's got to be like, I would like to do that, Mr. Duffy. Like, I will never truly know how this young man feels about me, and it breaks my heart.
Well.
All right, off of me. 252 WCMF. Again, going back to the story of a 34-year-old woman out in Lyons arrested after police say she let a 16-year-old unlicensed driver drive her car around a high school parking lot. She has been charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. I was recently out of town for work, and my wife calls me up, and she goes, "Don't worry, we're all okay." I'm like, all right, what happened? She goes, "Well, I took Brady. He wanted to practice driving." I was like, "Really? He wanted to?" She's like, "Well, I thought it'd be a good idea, so I took him." I was like, "Where'd you take him?" She goes, "The Holy Sepulchre Cemetery."
No.
And she
no
goes,
complaints.
And I said, "Wait. Well, so what was the issue?" She goes, "He floored it. We almost rolled it." She goes, "We ran over a hedge. We just missed a tombstone." She's like, "I'm never doing that again. Get him trained." I get home, and about a week later, I took the car to Valvoline to get oil change.
It had
and
a finger in it.
This guy pulls up like a 6-foot branch. I don't know how I missed it underneath hanging. It was like, it almost was like its own tree. I was like, "Oh my God, Dina, what's going on? What you doing?"
All right,
like,
Chris, does your son have a learner's permit?
No, not yet.
Chris!
He has shown zero interest whatsoever. The closest he's came is when he thinks he's man enough to challenge me in Mario Kart. That's it.
Mario Kart.
Bribing, you know.
All right. Well, you know what the moral of the story is.
What's that?
Never trust a Brady.
Yeah. Well, I told Dino, I said, listen, I'll take him golfing in the spring. I'll let him drive the golf cart. I'll take him go-karting. But, you know, you don't just, for the reason you brought up, I grew up in the country. You could get away with this stuff. Here, you got cops. You got cameras. It's not a good thing. But, I was shocked.
All right, well, Chris, good luck with your future separated shoulder when your son rolls that golf cart on the golf course this summer. See you, buddy. There goes Chris.
Man.
He was a very patient man for finding out his wife let his unlicensed
son. Well, I guess
you
weren't
there. Through a cemetery.
Luckily.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan Assemble and Bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms. For more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This story starts like many we have covered in the past.
Oh.
We have another Momvict, but it takes a sharp turn because you can make a ton of money embezzling from a business or a town government or a church.
Yeah, yeah. Excuse me. Yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Who the hell knew places like this had this much cash lying around?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
A 59-year-old woman from Clarendon.
Damn, 59.
Has been arrested.
Damn, girl.
After police say she used her role as cover to steal a whole bunch of money.
What was her cover?
We'll get to that. Over 5 years, police say this woman stole more than $50,000.
God damn.
They say she used all of that money for personal expenses. Mm-hmm. And so far, this story is a Momvict story, like every other Momvict story we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And again, for those not familiar with the definition of Momvict, it is a breakroom term for a woman over 30 who uses her job to steal from a business, charity, or local government. And we see it happen in this area all the time. But where she stole this from is about to blow your mind, man.
I'm ready.
You ready? This woman is accused of taking $50,000. From the Clarendon Historical Society.
Man. Like, again, how did they get so much money?
It's a tiny town museum, and I have no idea.
Where you pay admission to go look at the busted town stuff.
I don't even think you pay admission for that.
Yeah. It could just be through, like, maybe, like, one rich person who really gives a lot of money to it. Maybe.
Or town taxes that, like, take care of the history.
Yeah,
How does it get support? Does the state do it?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I have no idea how these things get funding.
So she was taking She's accused of taking about $10,000 a year.
$10,000 a year over 5 years, it looks like, from the Clarendon Historical Museum. So, police say she was the leader of this historical society while she was stealing the money. And I guess it would be easy to do if the allegations are true. You'd assume they're not going to have two people working in the historical society in Clarendon.
Yeah.
So there'd be no one to watch over you. Right? Every little local town has a historical society.
Yeah, but you would think, like, because it's so small, that's a big chunk of money that would go missing. It would
right.
stick out.
It would be noticed.
But if you're the only one that's responsible for it, who's going to check you, boo?
That's true.
Yeah, but, I mean, I
that
guess.
That reference was for you and you didn't even laugh.
Whatever. Sorry.
No.
Yeah. Who do you answer to? If you run this thing,
yeah. uh-huh.
who do you answer to? The town?
The ghosts the state, of history.
The ghosts? Yeah.
I mean, I would think wherever the money's coming in from. Like
something was short.
Yeah, you know, that was supposed to go somewhere.
But let's say, okay, so let's say money comes in, like $10,000 a year comes in from the town, right? And
yeah.
it's documented, it's
like
marked for something.
Stuff.
But you got to pay the bills, you got to do yeah. this, you got to do that.
But, I mean, if nobody goes in the little museum, which nobody ever does, and that's what's so funny.
So basically, you're thinking nobody even ever goes to this thing to know it.
Well, let's walk.
Which is a valid point.
Let's walk through this. And I don't mean to sound insulting mm-hmm. when I say this, but like in every town or village that has one of these, it's an itty bitty house in some small area
yeah.
of the
yeah.
town, right? And it's only open from like 11 a.m. to 1:15, 3 days a week.
I will say this. When I was on the road, I used to check out a lot of this stuff because I was so bored.
Uh-huh.
They would always be so grateful that you came in. Like they were excited. They had something to do.
Yeah.
Like they would roll out the red carpet for you.
Like it exists for school field trips. Like 7 days a year.
Yeah.
And this woman is accused of taking the equivalent of an annual American salary from the one in Clarendon.
Yeah.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I know documenting history is important. You know we love history here
sure.
on the show. Does every town need a historical society?
Probably don't need it because nobody's looking at it.
Okay, you're an idiot. I knew you were going to have
well, you're
you
making...
just got baited and trapped, you
but
bitch.
But you're making the point. Like, nobody pays attention
yeah,
to it, so.
But it is an important thing, I guess, to preserve, right? I mean, the
why
history
if nobody's
of where,
looking at it?
Where, well, but it's there if you need it.
Like, the history is the history. You can't change that.
No, but.
So that exists.
No, but the history will be forgotten
yeah.
if you don't have someone
yeah.
like this.
Maybe we should start forgetting some history.
Really?
No,
we're not really doing
like
good right
idea.
Now. So maybe reminding people, hey, we used to get away with this. Hey, maybe we could do that again.
Look, I know that 99% of our audience is never going to walk into any town historical society.
I hope your life's going better.
But I promise you, and you can back me up on this. Any little town museum in the greater Rochester
yeah.
area, if you walk into it, you will find out something, learn something mm. that will blow your mind that
yeah.
you never knew.
If you care, yes.
You don't even have to care. We are an old community. We have had several massive, historically significant people live and work come through this area.
And we've had moves. We've been part of things.
Exactly. And there are so many stories that one central historical society from Monroe County or like the region wouldn't be enough to keep
it would be crushed under the weight of history.
No, but look, it is a weird situation where very few people care enough to go check this stuff out. But if we were to lose every little historical society that towns have, we would lose so much information from our past. I mean, even with the stuff still documented, at least once a month on this show,
yeah.
we will have some story pop up
yeah.
from the past that none of us had ever heard. Houdini in the Erie Canal. You remember
yeah.
that one?
Yeah, he did a set here.
Yes, but we didn't know that.
I didn't know we had a comedy club.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this 59-year-old woman who was the head of the Clarendon Historical Society, that little museum out there. She is accused of taking $50,000 over 5 years when she was running the joint. Going back to this woman.
Yeah.
It turns out, according to police, that wasn't the only scam she was trying to run.
Oh, really?
Police have also accused her of falsifying records to try to collect more than $100,000 from a deceased person's life insurance
wow.
policy.
Wow. Chick was on a run.
Question.
It feels like you don't have to do both of those things.
Well, I mean, you know, the only thing better than money, Kim.
Always be closing, baby.
Exactly.
It's a lot to pay attention to.
How do you try and alter records from someone that died?
I don't know, but
when other people might be due money from that person who died? Like,
well, I guess that's why she got caught.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying. It
well,
seems
it could
like
also be one of those things where it's just like nobody's overseeing this, so
yeah.
who's going to know?
I will say this. This woman specifically, if the allegations are true, is on a hell of a run.
Oh, yeah.
Because when it comes to the Momvicks we've seen in the past, Tommy, you argue they get caught up in circumstance.
Sure.
They make one mistake, they take once, they get caught in a vicious cycle,
mm-hmm.
and they get stuck. If the allegations here are true, that is 100% not the case.
Oh.
She runs the scam in Clarendon. Then she allegedly tries to hop over and grab another $100,000 in a life insurance scheme.
Mm-hmm.
That would make her a legitimate con artist.
Oh, yeah.
That was also running the Clarendon Historical Society at 59 years old. Also, if she was responsible for all of the historical stuff in the museum, and we know that she has this deceptive streak in her.
What are you thinking?
You may want to check the facts of the Clarendon Historical Society.
Yeah. Well, why would she screw with those?
This is the iPhone Frederick Douglass called Abraham Lincoln on. I'm just saying, man. Like, when's the last time you heard a story of a 59-year-old person that is legitimately accused of running two deceptive money-stealing practices?
I mean, it's always, what do they say? Always have multiple streams of income.
But we never see it.
Yeah.
Like, again,
she did it.
To give you a little bit of credit, you're right. Most of the time with these Mom Vic stories, it's a single, in a vacuum incident. This woman, if the allegations are true, she's all over the place.
But the temptation has got to be so hard when you think nobody's looking. You know, to your point, like if you sit in this empty building all day, or if you nobody, this guy passed and nobody cares or is even coming around, you know what I mean? Like, and there's money sitting there. Those temptations of, it's like when you work overnight and there's nobody, the boss ain't there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, is there like a sense of freedom?
I get where you're coming
from. To pull a move?
But let me counterpoint you. I always assume that people who have these jobs in these towns love what they do.
They probably do. They have a passion
for it. Okay. Right. So if you have a passion for preserving history, you doing this hurts your passion.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I would.
But you may not know you have a passion for it until you see it in front of you. You might not know you're that person.
Oh, you mean stealing.
Right. But you may not know, like, all of a sudden, like, oh, my God. There's a lot of money sitting here and nobody's looking. Okay. You may have it in you, and it never, because the situation never presented itself, you didn't realize you had that in you.
Okay.
I always wonder, though, when people get themselves into these situations, like, is there ever a thought of, if I get caught, what I'm going to say or do? Because if you're the only one involved or having access to these things, like, there's nobody you can even argue that you can blame it on, or another circumstance you can blame it on. Like, you are the only, you're going to be the only one they're looking at.
No, you're right, Kimmy. You would have to be banking on no one has any idea what is
happening. Yeah, what's going on.
Exactly. But again, it's such a house of cards, because Kimmy's right. If you get busted, there is literally
nowhere you can turn.
Yeah. Nowhere to run to. You. Nowhere to hide. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're hanging out in the break with Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 to BCMF. Before we get there, your Buffalo Bills win and move on, so they are not done. But after the results of last night's game, something else is done forever. The Chargers losing to the Patriots last night. By the way, you held the Patriots to 16 points, and you can't get the win.
Not the most exciting matchup.
I am so mad at Justin Herbert right now. Anywho, with the 7 seed, the only seed lower than the Bills losing, there is no possible way for the Bills to have a home AFC championship.
So now you're on the road.
And that means that Highmark Stadium is officially closed forever.
Okay.
There will no longer be any football played inside that stadium. I really believed that the Bills were going to have one more game. And this is kind of
You really felt like that?
I did. Especially, I watched that game up until halftime last night before I passed out.
The Charger game?
I think it was 6-3 at halftime. Yeah. And I thought I was going to wake up to seeing Justin Herbert in his ugly face with his hands over his head. And now I'm furious. So now the question becomes, right? They're going to demolish it sometime in the spring. They have an April date, I believe, a soft date. Should there be one more event in that stadium before it's all done?
Like what? The weather sucks.
Okay.
Like what type of event are we talking? Like a big, like fill the stands type of event or just a...
Thank you, fans.
Yeah, like a, you know, come stop by, see what we got going on.
All right, I don't mean that, like a, like an open house. All right, what I'm asking is this. Let's say the Bills get this win against Denver.
Yeah.
And they got to go on the road to play an AFC championship game. Do you do a goodbye Highmark watch party in the stadium to close that?
Yeah, you could do that, but I mean, you're going to be freezing your ass.
I don't think
it would be cool, but.
But?
Then you got to worry about people taking stuff. That I think that would be their fear.
That's
is
a good point.
Who's gonna, people are going to try to get away
and they already
walk out with some stuff.
There's Spectrum package.
Like I saw a video of a guy trying to walk out with a napkin holder.
No, he got it.
Okay,
he got that napkin. Did you see that video?
All that stuff's gonna be gone.
He ripped the whole napkin holder off the wall and he carried
off
it
off the wall.
He carried it back to his seats and everyone's cheering for him. Okay, I didn't consider people trying to take stuff.
That, yeah,
but I mean, yeah, the only thing you could do would be a watch party.
But I feel like, look, it would be nice as a Bills fan to know that I was at the last event ever at Highmark, haven't been at that game.
Yeah.
That being said, those tickets to get in were unbelievably expensive at kickoff, right? Everybody knew what was at stake there. They wanted to say goodbye. I think it would be a nice community gesture. Either open the gates and let people come in at, like, you know, free tickets, or...
You got to charge people because you're going to be overrun.
Or charge, like, $5 and give the money to a charity or something like that, right? Just so you know...
Have a limited amount.
Exactly. And let people... I think you get 72,000
people. Oh, you would. I think you could charge $20 a ticket. You'd get 70,000 people to do it,
right? I mean, isn't that a little bit romantic?
Cool. Yeah, it'd be cool.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I can't imagine just freezing my ass off to watch a television.
Why?
Yeah, but I don't know. It's like Pat said, it's your last experience doing it, and you know that it's your last experience doing
it. All right.
I mean, what if it's a Super Bowl? Like if the Bills go,
well, that would be insane.
Because
that one, you'd almost have to.
Yeah,
because. You got two events. You could do that, and if they win, going downtown for all that chaos.
But they could also, again, be afraid of stuff getting damaged, depending on how things go.
They could tip
the stadium
over.
I don't know what those parking lots would look like after the game if the Bills were to win at that level.
Well, but that's
going to
be all of Western New York.
Yeah,
right?
But now you're inviting it, I guess.
They didn't do this when they were on their Super Bowl runs before.
No, they didn't. There was no Jumbotron.
Mm. Oh, they didn't wait. Really?
The Jumbotron didn't show up in that stadium until like 96 or 97. Mm. I mean, the technology
there wasn't
didn't.
Any. Oh.
So there was a big
screen?
Like light screen
oh.
where it would show like, you know, first down or like, you know, with the light bulbs and
stuff. Oh, but it had no video.
There was no video
no
screen.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's how long. If you, it, you're going to make me go old man Bills man on you. But no, like the whole side of the stadium where the Jumbotron is, like the deck didn't exist. It was just like you could
open.
You could see the sky.
What?
You know, the sky was there. And in all reality, again, 252 WCMF, with the Chargers losing to the Patriots last night, all hope of one final game at Highmark Stadium is dead unless they do an event. If you were to do, let's say they go, they make it to San Francisco, they're playing in the Super Bowl, you could get 100,000 people in that stadium if you opened up the field, let people bring blankets.
And the cops don't want to deal with that, man. I mean, the amount of resources you would need.
Employees.
To have these drunk idiots.
Okay.
Hanging out all day for the Super Bowl, because they would be there all day.
All right, but let
you
me
couldn't do it.
Let me ask you this question. Is it safer to have 100,000 drunk idiots in one spot or 5 million drunk idiots across Western New York getting drunk in their houses?
But that's already going to happen.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, what it may be
you're going to have both.
But maybe putting everyone in one spot actually helps mitigate the damage.
All right, round them up.
Cops and security guards already there to make sure.
But that's got to be a nightmare for cops.
I don't know, man. Look,
Parking lot attendants and everything else you got to deal with.
But you're going to make $50 a parking spot. I'll tell you what; those people that own those lots around the stadium, they want this bad.
Do you think?
I'm sure.
Do you think they would sell as many, or do you think as many people would come if they did this but didn't sell beer?
Oh, good question.
Because, I mean, you could, you know, try to prevent that by not selling booze.
A dry celebration? Yeah.
A dry game? Well, Super Bowl, I'm not drinking during the Super Bowl.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Because I want to be.
I want to have a clear head.
Well, yeah.
Like you're calling the plays,
man.
No,
I will be too. Look, I
well,
know.
You don't have to, like, put five barrels down by halftime. Just watch the game and drink responsibly.
I know how I am.
It says on the bottle.
I know how I am in nerve-wracking Bills games. If I start to drink during a nervous Bills game, I will not be able to stop. Ask our boss in Kansas City about both Kansas City games I went to.
But you've never gone dry out at a Bills game.
Oh, yeah. I've gone to Bills games where I haven't drank before.
Yeah, when you were four?
No, but seven. No, I mean.
You went to a Bills game.
Yeah, I've gone to adult Bills games without drinking.
Not since I've known you.
Yeah, you've been
booze bag.
One Bills game, says fellow booze bag. He's such a drunk, he's pouring the drink in his eyeball.
You're missing.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, could you imagine? Look, everything you are saying is logically right. You're right. It would be chaos and pandemonium.
Yeah.
That being said. Waiting for as long as we've waited.
Yeah.
What this would mean, again, in a hypothetical Super Bowl situation, I can't think of a more romantic thing. And this community does bend over backwards. I mean, hell, it took the NFL stepping in to move a game. The Bills were ready to play a game in a state of emergency. Remember that a couple years ago?
Yeah,
a whole bunch of flack for it.
School gets canceled.
Yes, yes.
Or let out early.
Well, I guess you could make an event out of it, you know, bring all the old timers back and all that.
Daryl Telly doesn't want to stand in the cold. What are you, nuts?
What's that?
I said, Daryl Taylor doesn't want to stand in the cold. He lives in Florida now.
True.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Good. I mean, after last night's game, I truly believe they're going to the Super Bowl, but they would have to call the National Guard in if you wanted to do your idea.
He's right.
Well, but here's the thing, Pete. Here's the thing. I have told my wife this before. All right. So, you know, I've got my Super Bowl fund waiting that I've been saving since I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. I've been pricing out what San Francisco is going to cost.
It has to be super expensive.
I can't afford it. I already know. So if the Bills go, my second option, Pete, I will be buying a junk car. I will be putting that junk car in my driveway. And if the Bills win, I'm flipping that car in my driveway because I've always wanted to celebratory flip a car.
Well, you could do a watch party at your house for that, Don.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I will be doing. I will have the flippable car in my driveway, and me and my buddies will flip that car.
You know your wife's a doctor, right?
Yeah. Okay. She doesn't know this plan yet. Okay. Don't tell her.
There's my husband flipping a car.
Pete, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Tell me you've never wanted to flip a car.
No.
In celebration?
I think it'd be more fun to like hit it with a hammer or bat or
I've
something.
I've done that before. Yeah. It's fun.
Flipping it doesn't seem like, because then you got to flip it back.
I'll figure that out tomorrow.
I mean, what are you going to do
just
with
leave
it
there for a few weeks.
No, I will be leaving that car there for a little
while. I think you should go to San Francisco, man.
I can't afford it.
Yes, you can.
No, bro, I'm telling you, I've already priced it out.
I love these rich people. They're too rich for my
Bro, friend. I'm not.
He's going.
Going over
I'm
here.
I'm not going.
Going over
He's
there.
We're all going.
Kimmy and I were talking about this, all right? So last season.
We priced stuff out.
Yeah, we did. We had our hotel rooms booked.
That was New Orleans?
Yeah, New Orleans. We had our hotel rooms booked.
Flights weren't bad.
No, they weren't. And with the ticket, it was going to be about $11,000.
Well, you were going. I was just going to go out.
You were just
going
to hang
out outside.
Yeah. But
see what's going on.
It would have been an $11,000 week, and I had all of the credit I needed cleared. like starting to pay some bills. I wasn't. But
I'm thinking like if the bills go because they're a small market, maybe the prices would be lower.
Quite the
because
opposite.
It's not. You know, it's no. That the fan base isn't as big as like Green Bay or Dallas.
When the Bills were eliminated in the AFC Championship game last year, prices for the Super Bowl plummeted on the secondary market.
Oh, so you think the Bills drive the price?
Yeah, Bills fans travel.
Yeah.
True.
So I priced out San Francisco. At minimum this year, it's a $23,000.
Oh, you think of the fun you're going to have, though.
Did you hear what I just said?
And that's per person, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, no. It's hotel. But $23,000.
Wait, no, wait. How much is a hotel?
Go look at hotels in San Francisco for the week of the
Super Bowl. I will.
San Jose, Oakland, all over the place. Even Kimmy and I, we weren't going to be in New Orleans. We were going to be in the outside.
Yeah.
And that was like a $300 a night, normally $100
a night. Yeah, but Birmingham's a nice town.
Greatest city in Alabama, from what I hear. No, bro.
All right.
And that's the ultimate cruelty, right?
Because this is the only one you're going to see.
Shut
up. You're not going back.
Shut up, you idiot. And by the way, there's no guarantee anyway.
They're a one and if they get to the Super Bowl,
you're an
it's
idiot.
A one and
you're
done.
An you shut your dirty whore mouth right now.
So that would be the only time you see them in a Super Bowl you're going to pass.
They won four straight in the 90s.
Let's bro, that was a different, different team, man.
I don't even want to know.
Jim Kelly's going.
No, he can't afford it.
We can't.
No. No, he can't do it. All right, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.